SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot Kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing, word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages, Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Good morning, goeiemôre, luisteraars hier op Kus tot Kruin, elke donderdag 11:30. Welcome to our weekly discussion about all things environmental. Last week, we had a discussion about water and the scarcity and the pending crisis with water. Indeed, it is so. Today, we're talking about a reality of a crisis, and that is plastic in our environment. Today, we also have with us Esther Jacobs. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning, Fred.
He's an old, not very old, but I mean, a long participant of this program, and she used to do it on her own some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. And your speciality was sharks.
Sharks and conservation, yes.
Okay, and still is conservation.
Absolutely,
100%. And now plastic has come onto it as well.
Yes, yes.
And dan het ons ook hierso vir Zurika, Zurika Mare.
Hello.
Goeiemôre, jy's van KZN.
Ek is jou.
Wat is jou agtergrond eintlik?
Ek is 'n marinebioloog en nou besig met my meesters hierso in Mosselbaai, fokus op die visse en die environment daarvan.
Visse en wat van haie?
Ons doen haie, maar my main fokus op die oomblik is visse en wat hulle affekteer.
En werk jy saam met Oceans?
Yes, ek is 'n field specialist by Oceans Research.
Well, we're going to talk this morning with both these young ladies. They are investing in the future of our planet by investing in the youth. Is that correct, Esther?
That's correct, yes. So we have a new program called Captain Fin Plastic.
Just repeat that.
Captain Fin Plastic.
Captain Fin Plastic.
That's it.
And what does that actually entail?
So it's actually a fantastic initiative. So it's an educational initiative that uses storytelling and interactive learning combined with community action, and it aims to instill environmental literacy in young learners.
And do you go to primary schools, high schools,
so
or where do you start?
It's aimed at sort of kids aged 6 to 10. And we go to usually the sort of the underprivileged schools. So obviously, like, there are already environmental literacy programs in some of the private schools, but not so much in the public schools. So we've got 5 schools that we're targeting at the moment, where we've actually rolled out this program already. And Zurika's been to all 5 of these schools.
In the Mosselbaai area?
In the Mosselbaai area, yes.
Erica Primary is also one of your...
Yes, Erica, Ridgeview, Diaz, Garden Route, and Isa Letitia.
Okay, we'll have a little bit of music and then we'll go on to into more detail of what the program is actually all about.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM.
We are speaking to Esther Jacobs and Zurika Mare today, and we are going to talk about plastic. And our next 2 programs after this is also going to be about plastic. That'll be more about microplastics, but today we're talking about the bigger issues on plastic. Esther.
Yeah, well, actually, speaking of microplastics, one of the things that we like to tell the kids is obviously what's happening around the planet. And I mean, most recent news says that blue whales are ingesting the equivalent of a small human in microplastics every single day.
Yeah.
So that's like a nice one that we can use for the kids, a nice example, because obviously you can sort of point to somebody that's like, you know, the right size, about 50 kilos, and say that that's what a blue whale is eating every day. But the great thing about this program is it's sort of endorsed by the UN. It's part of the UN Ocean Decade, which is aiming to reach 1 million learners by 2030. So that
is that the global target?
The global target, and it's really making a difference in the Mosselbaai schools already. But if we can just reach like a fraction of those learners, that's people that we're teaching the difference in how they see plastic pollution for the rest of their lives. But what's great about this program is it's really engaging. But I'm going to pass it over to Zurika to talk about how she makes it so engaging for the learners.
Right, let's hear Zurika. Let us hear.
Okay, so the first thing that we do with the kids is we engage them with storytelling. And basically what we do is we take them on a little adventure with Captain Fantastic and his friend Finn, which is a little sea turtle that's also hurt by the microplastics and plastic and ocean in the general. And then we take them to like a little hands-on activity. So we try and give them the no trash but treasure mindset. We take them on a little treasure hunt where the kids collect plastic and learn how to repurpose it. So in this, we make them make toys. So one of the things we do is we let them make Finn the turtle out of cardboard and the end of a plastic bottle. We make them make little eye patches out of plastic bottle lids. Mm-hmm. And with this, it just kind of, it brings out the imagination in the kids as well. And then we also have real world application with the schools where we have the recycling initiative where schools can earn money by collecting plastic as soon as we leave. This is an example of the circular economy in action. And we just try and give back. We don't just want to give them the tools to do this. We want to give them something for actually taking on the mindset and helping us to recycle more.
And kids want to learn.
Exactly. Kids want to learn, and then it's an incentive for the school if they can see they're getting something back. And yeah. A financial incentive is always going to be sort of priority because the mm-hmm. schools do need finances.
Right. I have my own ideas on why people or what people do. How do you incentivize people? But we'll have a break and then we'll go back to S on this, and I'll just put a view of mine on the table and see if I'm correct.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Well, we were just saying, Esther, that, you know, incentives. People will do things if they're incentivized. And children want to learn, and they always want an incentive. They want, everybody does something with passion. And the more, the bigger the reward, the greater your passion. Now, genetically, we are not really programmed to throw things into bins. If one goes through to the history of mankind, we used to eat out to sea, take a oyster, eat a bit and throw it away into the dune. And today we're doing the same, but what we're throwing away is plastic. That's now, how do we get plastic to get into value? Can you...
Well, the thing is, it needs to be repurposed. You know, obviously you can recycle and then make it into something else. You can also repurpose it in different ways, which is what we're sort of teaching the kids as well. You can make it into fun things like toys, you know. Like I say, the financial incentive is there for the school in general to recycle. So what they can't use or repurpose, they can recycle, which is a great thing as well. But I definitely think that it's just... building this mindset where plastic is not just thrown around the school grounds. And we actually, the treasure hunt is amazing. To see these kids get excited about picking up the trash from their school grounds is incredible. They follow a little map and they get, like, they really are very competitive with it as well.
A treasure hunt.
A treasure hunt for plastic, you know. So it's just changing the way they see it and see the value of it.
Yeah, people need to see value in things before they actually do it. And once that gets in, they see the result of that, then they will keep on with that. Is that, Eureka, what say yay?
It also teaches the kids exactly how much they actually throw away. I don't think they always realize after a break, it's just quickly leaving the packets there. And this just shows them how much of that actually stays there. It doesn't just disappear or go away.
Now, our parents... You know, I walked in the street this morning and somebody smokes and throws the butt on the pavement and stands on the butt and think, well, that's they've done their part to the environment. They've actually killed the cigarette butt. Yes. But that's one of the big problems with people.
A cigarette butt actually comprises 50,000 particles of plastic. So that is a big, big problem.
And how long does it take to disintegrate?
Hundreds, thousands of years. Nobody knows for sure because we've not been around long enough to actually do the research.
And Ward, where does all that go to? It washes into the drainage systems and exactly. That goes into the rivers and that goes into the ocean.
Exactly. It can be far inland, but there's waterways everywhere that all lead to the ocean. So at some point, that waste you throw inland is going to end up in the ocean.
Yeah, it's the local authorities... a responsibility to also provide containers enough so that people can put something into those containers?
Well, we're actually supported by Hink Waste. They collect the recycling, okay. And Mossel Bay Municipality, who are involved and also dropping off the blue bags so that they can recycle. And then, so we've got some community involvement, and I'll have to say a big thank you to the Rotary Club of Mossel Bay and the Garden Roots of Casino Trust for sponsoring it, because it's, you know, there's money behind all the giveaways. All the learners get a book each, so it needs that support. But there is other ways the community can support as well.
They can also start by just having little small impacts daily, like refusing single-use plastics and supporting circular economy businesses and recycling properly at home.
Okay, we'll go on to, and we'll end the program today. Very interesting. As usual, this program's too short, but let us have some music, and then we'll go on to how do we close this off and what is the road ahead.
SFM, maak elke dag een goed voel dag.
Esther and Eureka, let us conclude this program with your pearls of wisdom that you are going to.
Yes, I just wanted to expand on what Zurika said. Like, there are so many small actions that we can all take every single day. I mean, if you're a smoker, there's a really good one to start with. Please don't throw your butts on the ground. Those pieces of plastic end up in the ocean where the little fish eat them, and then the bigger fish eat those, and then the bigger fish end up on your dinner plate. So it's not very nice to throw those away. Don't just refuse single-use plastics. There's so many bars and restaurants in Mossel Bay that still offer single-use plastic straws. It's incredible that we live in a coastal town where businesses still offer this horrible product. So talk to those bars and restaurants. Tell them that you refuse to use their single-use plastic and maybe refuse to support their business if they carry on. In terms of Captain Fin Plastic, I would love for everybody to just follow on the journey and see these kids and how they're progressing. So, Zurika, maybe you can tell us about how to follow.
So you can follow on any of our social media, from Earth Legacy Foundation to Oceans Research Foundation.
Just repeat that slowly.
Sorry. Oceans Research Institute and Earth Legacy Foundation. Any of our socials, we post on everything weekly. And yeah, you can keep up to date there.
Esther and Eureka, thank you very much for this morning, for your inputs. We are going to follow you, and we're going to follow your program, and I hope our listeners that are tuned in this morning will do the same and see how Captain Fan Plastic is going to develop the future of the planet into something, a place more suitable to live in.
We really hope to roll it out across all the underprivileged schools eventually. I mean, with the right finances, we can do that.
I think the children should start teaching the parents now.
Absolutely.
Yes. And thank you very much for your inputs here, and good luck with your, and we will follow that, and I suppose you will use the media as well, the social media?
Of course we will.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mossel Bay. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.